Our gracious and loving God, as we come before you now, we come to bring our hearts, our joys, our cares, our thoughts, our worries, our concerns, our burdens, those things that we bear. Father, we bring them before you this morning, seeking forgiveness for our sins, strength in our service, peace in our times of prayer, presence as we share you with others. Father, we bring our good, the bad, the ugly, the great, the small. We bring it all before you today. Father, you know our shortcomings, our rising ups and our sittings down. You know our sleepless hours, our restless days. You know all that is there upon our hearts and in our lives. So, Father, we lift it before you today, seeking your will to be done, your grace to be experienced, your mercy to be sought. Father, we bring it all to you in the name of Jesus. For you have said that if we bring it in his name, you will hear our prayers. So, Father, we bring all of our prayers before you in the most precious and holy name of our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus, our Christ. And, Father, we pray for one another today. We pray for this body here at Edgar Street called Rock Springs Methodist Church. We don't pray for the building, the structure, the property. We pray for the people that are part of it. As we serve you each and every day in some way, we remember that your word and your word that you said that not even a cup of water given in your name will not be blessed. So, Father, as we go about serving you in whatever way, in whatever capacity, Father, we know that if we serve in your name, it'll be blessed. As we honor you in that which we do, it'll be blessed. And Father, not only will it be blessed, we'll be blessed and they'll be blessed. And Father, help us to see the blessings of yours in our lives. Let us see the many blessings that we have and Father, that we sometimes take for granted. Let us truly be grateful, truly be thankful. And Father, even in the times that are difficult, help us to hear the Apostle Paul say, in all things, rejoice. For Father, you may not have promised to take it away, but you have promised to be with us through it, whatever it may be. And Father, that means we have the strength to face it. We have the strength to go through it. We have the strength to come out. We have a strength to turn it into a ministry through you, through an opportunity. For Paul again teaches in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. So, Father, we claim your promises. We claim your presence. We claim the promise that where two or three are gathered, you are in our midst. Father, you are here. Let us feel you fresh and new in our hearts and lives today. On this last day of this calendar year, let us look back and move forward. Father, remind us that the rearview mirror is a lot smaller than the windshield. As we move forward in faith, may we be following you, knowing you with us and guiding us. As we pray for our church, we pray for other churches that proclaim Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. We pray for our nation, leaders of our nation, those who serve in our military, who didn't get to spend time at home at Christmas, but found themselves in harm's way. And for their families, who no doubt miss them. Father, we pray for those who are sick, who are facing difficult times, who mourn at times of loss. Father, we pray for them that they would find your comfort, grace, and mercy. Father, we truly today must know again the words of the Apostle Paul that nothing separates us from your love given in Christ Jesus. So, Father, as we come to this time of prayer, we bring it in Jesus' name before you with our hearts, with our needs, with our joys. And now together we join our hearts and voices to praise you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.